أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at all the ayats, or most of the ayat, beginning with Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. I've not touched on those where there's quite a bit of repetition. But today we're going to look at an ayah again from Surah An-Nisa. And this is ayah number 94, so maybe you could highlight it. Now here Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Idha dharabtum fi sabilillah. Now if I were to literally to translate this, it means when you beat or stomp on the road of Allah. You know, as one gets exhausted, one's steps gets heavier. So the expression is that when you're really tired, you're exhausted, and you are on the way of Allah. Now, let's look at this historically, because if you look at some of the translations of Quran, it says when you go to war in Allah's way. Historically, this was a time of conflict, a time when the Muslims were in conflict. And you know what? This ayah really, really belongs to us in this day and age as well. So it's telling them when you're in conflict, you're really tired, what are you supposed to do? For the first thing he says is, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Clarify things, get intelligence, know things, don't just make assumptions. Now, what is he talking about? Assumptions about what? He says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Do not say to the one who gives you, who offers you a salam, who says, Salamun alaykum, who offers you peace, that they are not a mu'min, they are not a believer. He doesn't even say Muslim, he says believer. In other words, you cannot, even historically, even in a state of conflict or war, you cannot assume that the person across is not a Muslim. The moment they say salam, kalas, your responsibility is to accept them in peace as a Muslim. Today, more so than ever, we've got so many divisions. So many, even within our own people, we've got divisions. Don't listen to him, don't listen to her. We've actually taken the place of divinity and we judge and we say this person's a hypocrite and this person is not. For God's sakes, there is one position taken. When it's advertised, it's empty, we will all apply. But right now, God has that position. And that's why he says it very clearly. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْكَ إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Please read this ayah again and again. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 94. You do not have a right to be able to call somebody. No, you can't even put them on a Muslim category. They're mu'min. They're true believers the moment they say salam. Now, I'll repeat again. Remember, in that state of war, the person across you might be a spy or might be an enemy. But even in that state, you are not to judge them the moment they say salamu alaykum to you. God has decreed the matter. And then Allah gives a reason of why we do this. Why do we label people? And he says, تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It's because you are seeking goods. You're seeking your agendas in this worldly life. You want the greatest share of the Muslim Ummah. So let's label somebody else something else. And you know what? Then you can have a greater share of it. Really? Many a times we spend our whole lives talking about what others believe or what others say. We got to look within ourselves. Who is a true Muslim? The statement is really strong. وَلَا تَقُولُوا do not say لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. The one who throws salam at you, the one who offers you salam, you cannot say لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. خَلَص. And the only reason you say it, and I repeat this, تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, because your agenda is a worldly agenda. You're seeking some sort of a greater share in the world. Now look at what he says. فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ مَغَانِمُ كَثِيرًا. And Allah has far more gains. He's got far more benefits. Us following him has far more benefits than you being judgmental, he's saying. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. This was what you were like before. Before Islam came, you were judgmental. You judged people on so many different things. But now, no, he says. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah has given you such a great favor of this book and the Prophet. فتبينوا. Just clarify. The only clarification you need here is did the person say salam to you or not. إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. Allah is aware of what you do. It's a phenomenal ayah today. We've got to get together. I mean, we split up on stupid things. Okay, so the bottom part of this ayah, the bottom line, is there's one judge, position taken. When it's empty, we will all apply. But until then, the moment someone says salam, khalas, they are mu'mins, they are believers. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us out of this judgmental attitude and become the Muslims that He ordained us to be. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.